Let's finish up what we began yesterday. And then I think in Yirtu Shem next week, on Sunday we'll discuss the bottom of Tosfos on Beis Min Aleph, which is really a sugya in Daf Hey of the. I think that's a good idea for Sunday to discuss the Birchas Dagim and the. Maybe even halacha lamas of when we get married. I think it's a good idea. And then on next week, we'll skip the sugya of ones v'gitin and learn the sugya on gimel amud beis, because that's a purim sugya. It has to do with Esther and Achashverosh. The Tosfos v'lidrash lei v'ones mishori. Then after Purim, then we'll fill in the blank and do Oynes V'Gitin and Nefkinu Rona Kiddush Minei, and then we'll go to Daf Tes Mishnah. Alright? So let's finish up this sugya of Avigiyah Zman. Right? That's the opening sugya of the Masechta. Is the Chiyuv Derabbanan that Chazal added to the Chiyuv of the Mefarnes one's wife? And that's the din of Higiyah's man. What's Higiyah's man? Chazal say that it's already been a significant time since the Arison, and it's been a year since the Arison, and the husband should begin to be mefarnes and pay mizonos to support his wife, right? In order to get the to put pressure on the chosan to finish up. So our Mishnah says, again, our Mishnah says, Yehuda and Rav Yosef, that he gives that the one of the halachas which comes out of our Mishnah is that if he gives a man on a day when Chazal say you can't get married, he gives a man on Sunday, so then, and Chazal want them to get married on Wednesday, so the Chi of Parnassah starts on Wednesday. That's what Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Yosef, that's what Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel added to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is the din of getting married on Wednesday because of Tainus Pesulim. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel gave a shir Wednesday and not Sunday, even though they also sit in Beis Din Monday morning. Why Wednesday? Because it's le tikuna shalah, we played yesterday, Bar Chava. And then Chazal, and then Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, hey Yosef, that the takona Wednesday is Litikuna Didah, so therefore Chazal shouldn't now impose upon the husband. We're telling the couple, wait till Wednesday because it's better for the Kala. So now the Chosan should not be under the obligation to support his wife Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Good. Comes Rav Yosef and says, hey Yosef, that my Rebbe, that Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel made this Ha'ora, made this din of Igiyah's man. So we should learn, we should say the following shir, the following halacha, that any time when it's Igiyah's man and the husband is Mu'ukav Milinose, husband cannot go ahead, whether it's a chiyuv din derabbanan, Chazal said don't get married today, whether it's because she was ill, whether it's because Maybe person neither shalai b'shas vista. So in all of these situations, we'll say leigiyazman. Gemara says that nukuda of Rav Yosef is under question. That there was a shail in the Beis Hamedrash, and Rav Ochi and Rav Ashi argued as to whether one can be a daik from the Mishnah to support Rav Yosef's chiddush or to dismiss Rav Yosef's chiddush. Good. So then the first question we said, no, so what was the machlegis between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Achoy? How do we crystallize the machlegis? Higiyah's man. You can say it in one of two or three ways. You can say Higiyah's man and the husband is mu'ukuv milinose mitam oines. Is he chayv to support his wife or not? You could say a little bit different. When Chazal said, Higiyah Zman on Sunday, and Therefore, Chazal said, wait till Wednesday. Did they say, if you have to wait till Wednesday because of our takona, then you don't have to, then you need not support your wife. But if something else is going on, no, if it's unsa the takanta de rabbonon, so we'll accept the achrayas. But if it's not unsa the takanta de rabbonon, the kadosh baruch hu could be lost in bidei shemayim, no, so then you should pay. All right? So again, the chiddush, we pointed out, what was the chiddush of Rabbi Yosef that should come under scrutiny from Rabbi Achoy? That the Gemara says this chiddush was really a shayla in the Beis HaMedrash. The chiddush was that the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Yudah Mar Shmuel, that Mu'ukav mili nosei mitam takanta derabbonon, onus takanta derabbonon. So that could be said in numerous ways. You could say le'yizmana. The same Chazal, it's the same idea. You can just phrase it in different ways. The same Chazal which said that come Sunday and you should support your wife, the same Chazal said don't get married today. So if it's the same Chazal who said don't get married today, so they didn't say to support your wife today. In other words, lo higiyazmana. You can't say it's higiyazmana. Chazal say higiyazmana, you have to support your wife. But if Chazal said don't get married today, they can't say higiyazmana. If the Rebbe said don't get married today, you can still say higiyazmana. That's the Kudreis has raised that question. But al pidin, you can say legally higiyazmana is a rabbi. Because Baruch Hu said, he says, don't get married today. All right. But still, so Rav Yosef's chiddush is that we don't say that ha'ara. Rav Achoy says we do say that ha'ara. That when Chazal say, an onus at the count of the Rabbanon, when Mu'uka, because of an onus at the count of the Rabbanon, when they say, that's lo higiyaz mana. Or you can say different nusach. Hey, mamu ve'mamru. The same Chazal that said to support her, they're saying, don't get married tonight. Don't get married today. Same nusach, same idea. So Rabbi Yosef expands that idea and says, any time when Chazal is saying, any time that I cannot get married today because of something beyond my control, I don't have to support her. And Rav Achi says, no, a special din. Chazal said, Igiyazmana, and Chazal said, don't get married. So Chazal couldn't say, Igiyazmana. So Nakudas, that's the Nakudas Hamachloikis. How do we formulate the Chiddush of the Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel? Do we formulate it as Lehigiyazmana? That's the Chiddush? That's the Aura? Or do we formulate it as Chazal said that in this one case, Chazal said, lo higiyazmana, Rabbi Chaya would say that, but if higiyazmana, you have to pay. Or did Chazal say, no, if you can't get, higiyazmana means you can get married. If you can't get married, then we're pushing it off. Doesn't matter if you can't get married because we said not get married, can't marry because Baruch Hu said not get married, same thing, all right? So then we went a step further, and we said, what are they arguing about? And they're arguing about how to understand Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel's Chiddush. They're arguing about how to formulate the din of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. But once they tell us this, so we can understand that they argued about that because it was a deeper machlokes. And that's what we suggested. And I would say it's speculative in this case. I can't bring a raya for this. Perhaps we could say the following. Perhaps we could try to build it up in a svar. But honestly, the suggestion comes in the Birka Shmuel. He doesn't say what we said. But the Chakira comes in the Birka Shmuel. Birka Shmuel said that there are two ways to look at Higiyazman. You could look at Higiyazman as a monetary obligation. Chazal are saying, once you get married, you have numerous monetary obligations. Narish in Espatata Perik, Daf Mem Vav. That's where Chazal tell you what you're mechuyev to do once you get married. You have to support her, your wife. God forbid she gets ill. You have to pay the doctor bills. God forbid she gets captured. You have to spring her pay for the bail, you have to perkona, you have to, the numerous obligations one has to take. She brings certain things into the marriage, you have to take care of those things. So numerous obligations. So those are monetary obligations, right? There's a discussion later on the Gemara whether one can make a Tanai. Gemara says one can make a Tanai. That because it's a Tanai moment. One can get married al menos, then one will not support one's wife. Right? Take it out of the Ksuba. Make sure the rabbi only reads that Ezer Mefarnes, just Oikir. Right? But so you, because it's a monetary obligation. So Chazal said, we're beginning this monetary obligation earlier. Well, Erison, all they're saying, when you get married, when you do Erison, we, Chazal, are telling you. When you said Erison, you said, so we're telling you, one of the new Kedas Moshe Yisrael, they put a cold curry out, and they said, from now on, when you say Kedas Moshe, you should know that you're Mechayim yourself Parnasa a year from the Erison. All right, or we could say no. The Chazal saw this as my obligation to support my wife comes under the general category of. Let's put it this way: the obligation to support my wife that precedes Nisuin is part of the increasing cumulative aspects of Nisuin. Ishus. Ishus is a broad term, right? Ishus means. That when the Torah was Mechadish the Din of Ishus at Har Sinai, the Torah was Mechadish the Din of Ishus. Before Har Sinai, the people were not committed to each other. They could have lived together and they could have made their own personal commitments, but that any personal commitment can be broken. Right? They can say, we'll live forever and ever and happily, and they can turn around to Torah and say, decided not so. All right? Yes, it is forever, today it's not forever. Because it's a human obligation can be broken by retraction. So once the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, after Matan Torah, when the husband, men and women can live together only under the halacha of Ishus, so that was a whole parsha now. Right? It means that there's a commitment which can only be unraveled by a get. And other than that, there's a chiyuv of Eishas Ish, Rachman al-Islam. So that Ishus is a cumulative concept. It has to. It includes Eris, it includes Nisuin, it includes Heter Yichud, it includes a. We'll discuss later on, Bilas Mitzvah, and it includes Chiyuv Onam Deraisa, and if you hold Ksuvah Deraisa, it includes Ksuvah Deraisa, if you hold Sher Ksuvah Deraisa, different interpretations. So Chazal said that even though the Torah said Ishus starts at Erison, and Ishus then the next step, the next increase in Ishus is, it's a different looking at Ishus is a, it's like Bailus, the different levels of Bailus. I can own something for certain purposes, and then I can own something, I can have title, I can have title without access, I can have title with access without usage. The different forms, the different bailus is a concept with many different points. So Chazal is saying a chiddush over here. They're saying that midei raisa, the ishus gets its next injection b'shas nisuin. Maharaya, that if eishas ish has a misas chenek after erison and a morchomedik and misas after nisuin. All right? Raya is the Chiyuv Oinah begins after Nisuin. So you see the Torah is increasing the nature of the Ishus B'Shas Nisuin. So Chazal said, we are going to increase the Ishus B'Shas Hagosma. All right? So that's what Birka Shmuel Zohar, that he understands. He has a Raya that he sees that Higiyazman is not subject to the, at least according to Tosfos, is not subject to the regular rules of Chayiv. And as Tosfos understood it as having a, that had to be analyzed in a different way. Those are the three rayas he brought, or the one raya from that Tosfos. Good. So all we suggested is we have the following, which is hijacking the concepts of the Birka Shmuel, But he didn't say this. And that is to suggest that perhaps that is the machloikas between Rav Yosi and Rav Choy. Why would I suggest that? I would say it will be heyos that Rav Yosi says, if it's not my fault, I'm not mechuyev. If it's not my control, I'm not mechuyev. If I wasn't aware that she's going to be perversus nida, I expected a certain schedule. I didn't expect that it's going to be pers shleike vista. So that means no my das. Was I higiyas mana, and Chazal say don't get married. I said I'd support my wife in a year if I can get married. If I would have known that it comes a year from now, I was planning to get married. And everything set up. And Chazal said, no, wait till Wednesday. If I would have known it was going to be, I wouldn't have been Machayim myself. I would have said, Kedas Moshe Yisrael, plus 3 days. Right? If I would have known Chol Sahi, I would have never said, I'm going to start supporting you on Sunday. When she was ill, I would have said, wait till she after the Machla, until she gets better. So that means that Chazal, Rav Yosef, is saying the Igiyas Manu was a choy that I accepted upon myself. And now the husband's arguing, you should understand what was in my das. My das was that we can do Nisuin. My das was that we're going to support her and never live separately. She's going to be living at her parents' home, and I'm going to also be supporting her. Doesn't make any sense. For living in my house together, of course, if they have to give her mezonos. But you're not going to be living together. She's going to have a machla now, a rachman son for 6 months, and chayv for nasa. So that's all das. Das is a chayv. If you're going to claim for a carrot, like Rav Ochi says that higiyas mana meant that even no matter what, higiyas mana. Chazal said, "Don't get married to sheikh." So higiyas mana. That's like higiyas mana. Chazal can't say we're machayv to pay on Sunday, but we're telling you it's not really. Higiyas mana is on Sunday. Can't get married to Wednesday. That's not higiyas mana. But anything else? Why do they single out higiyas mana? Because they wanted me to know that if it's tam and onus, I'm chayiv. What am I chayiv? That wasn't my das. I wasn't makabel that. You were makabel that. Because you take it, that's Moshe Yisrael. Chazal said, bang, higiyas mana chayiv. So that fits into the model. Can I say smuchach? Can I say smuchach? But it fits into the model of that they marved the ishus. They bumped up the ishus. They began the ishus early. Good. That's adkan, is what we suggested. There's another or that's been understood in the sugya. And that is that when Chazal, when the Gemara is analyzing the different situations in which they may not get married on the Higiyah Zamana date, so one of the situations was where she becomes ill and he says to her, I'm ready, but Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you're not ready. So I'm not supporting you. And she says, I'm ready. It's part of you that's not ready. I, as your wife, am not ready. Nisavcha Sadeo, Kadosh Baruch Hu messed you up. So because of Kadosh Baruch Hu messed you up, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you're not zoicheta to begin the mitzvah of Yerba Rivya. Right? No, I was zoicheta. Right? Because it's not part of my Namanei mitzvahs. You're in zoicheta, so I have to suffer that. You're not going to support me. Because you were in zoicheta. And they said, when I was my own soda, I was very healthy. It's because I'm your soda. Different ways, the sheet is a little bit of a different way of saying it. Sheet says that the fact that you're chayiv to support me now shows that it's alcha sadecha. Right? So that supports the ishus idea. Otherwise, you couldn't have, otherwise, it'd be circular reasoning. So the Gemara says, that's the next nakuda in this argument. The next nakuda is, if we're going to say that under certain kinds of onus, the husband is chayiv to support his wife, not like Rav Yosef, but Rav Achoy, And there's certain kinds of onos. Higi is a mano, is an example of an onos. It's an example of an onos of the Kantan Rabbanon. And we will include other kinds. No, sorry. We will include other kinds of onos. Imtim tzaloimar cholo hu malalom izoinos. Not like Rav Yosef. So what about when it's her onus? Is her onus his onus or her onus not her onus? That's the nukuda. Is her onus considered to be her husband's onus or her own onus? So again, l'chayra, if we're looking at das, nothing to talk about. But das doesn't matter whose onus it is. I didn't intend to get married now. I didn't intend to be mefarnis you if we were not going to be have nisuin. But apparently, this is now we're back on track with the Birka Shmuel. Birka Shmuel says, but if it's a question of onos, so now we have to understand how did Chazal, what was the nature of this takonas Chazal? Lishna kama shemidama oinsin la oinis nimas nisin. And therefore, it's not called Igiyaz Mana. He must hold that when Chazal made this takona, toli b'shem ikvas habal, kimoy denan Igiyaz Mana v'loy nesoy. That did Chazal say, this is how we learn Pshat and Rav Ochi and Rav Yosef. Because Shmuel says, like a step back, everybody holds it's chiyuv ha'ishus. But how did how were Chazal Mesakein the increase in Ishus? Did they say the Ishus increases as long as the husband is not holding back? If the husband doesn't want to get married, then Chazal said, we're going to increase the Ishus despite you. Right? But if the husband is not holding back, then they don't increase the Ishus. If Chazal are holding you back, get married on Wednesday. If, we could even say a little sharp, Toivasa Isha. If he got ill, if she got ill, he's not holding back. He's ready to get married. So Chazal said that that unless the husband is holding back, if the husband's not holding back, it's not a Giyazman. If the husband's holding back, Chazal said, against Lamrot, Le'umat, what you want to do, you are getting more married. That's the David Giyazman. You're Makabo. How do you even say it? Chazal made a Tanai Bezdin, he Giyazman, and you don't want to get married? You are getting married. Chayv to support her. Not getting married. Where issues is being increased. Right? And Rav Achoy says the other way around. Rav Achoy says that we are he Giyazman. Higiyazman, as long as the woman is ready to get married, so then we're mechayev him to support the wife. And if the woman isn't ready to get married, then we're not mechayev him. But if the woman's ready to get married, then we're mechayev him. Right? Two different ways of defining the ptur. Is the ptur Iku Babal, anything but Iku Babal is Machayiv, or do we say Shehi Muchenes Lenisuin? As long as she's married, ready to get married, he's Chay to support her. So Loi Mahanya Unsadi Dei Lechayiva, Dohi Mzumenes Lenisuin. She's ready to get married. But Achai says, did she do everything she's supposed to do? Yeah. She spent the year, she did the shopping, she did the dress, she did the photography, she did everything she's supposed to do. She's ready to get married. Nope. Support her. I can't get married because of she's not feeling well. Honest Rahmana Patre, she did everything she's supposed to do. All right? You have to support her. Rabbi Yosef says, unless you, husband, are holding her back, then you need not support her. So if Yosef says, if the husband is holding back, that's when you're chayiv to support her. That's the mechayiv. What's the mechayiv? What's the machayim of the increase ishus over here. So Yesa says the husband saying, I don't want to get married, that's the machayev. To overpower. And Rav Yesa, Rav Ochi says, no, the machayev is, she's muzumenes, she's ready. Everything she called Masha Mutalai was supposed to do. She can sign the Tanoim. Tanoim say, Balay Nisha Rak, she knows a chosen alakala now. That's the machayev. Alright? So whereas Rav Yesa says the machayev is a is to give him a knas, to give him a patch, so to speak. Rav Yosef says no. Rav Ochri says no. The machayev is, she can say, if I'm do, I'm ready, it's fine. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu says no. Gzer is HaMelech. She's not well, but she did what she's supposed to do. Right? All right. That's the machayev. So then, says the Birka Shmuel, how do you get the next page? Go to his form. This?
A bit of
good. So then he says, so according to Tosfos, what's pshat nistavcho sadeyu? Nistavcho sadeyu, Tosfos says, the question is, can she say, what's the lashon? Al yidei agoz havikvadei hadin imod limotzi tov alod nistavcho sadeyu. V'im kein havei ze kemoi shekimo atanai. Demali mikayemes o sheyesh lo din kiyum. Nistavcho sadeyu is she saying to him, kol ma shemut laidet, right? Nistavcho sadeyu is a sofek in Rav Acha, in Rav Achoy. Rav Achoy says, according to Rav Yosef, for sure he's not chayv to support her, because he's not being ma'akev. But according to Rav Achoy, the question is, did you do everything you're supposed to do? Right? So she says, it's your zechuyas. What do you mean, definitely? What am I supposed to do? We're not married yet. You can't hold me responsible that you didn't make it. If once you're married, I have to wake up for minyan. I have to send you to learn, right? Once you're married, the same house, then my men noshim zachian, then they wait for their husbands to come back and learn. Then you can hold me responsible that you didn't for your zchuyas. But we're not even living in the same home. So now you're going to make me responsible that you're not zeichet to have children. Ah, chutzpah. Right? And then you're not going to support me. Right? So the safcha sadeh, according to Tosfos, means, can she turn around and say, Buchan Mzuman? Yeah, she can say Mzuman. So Memela, that's what the Gemara says. So that's what Tosfos is saying. So why couldn't he turn to her and say, maybe no, maybe it's your Zechuyas, maybe you're not talking ready to get married? Because Baruch Hu said, you're not ready. That's what's happening over here. So Tosfos explains that because it's his Zechuyas, therefore, we say that she is right to turn to him and say, I'm ready. But Lomar Ashbo Mefarish, Mashal Nechla Toki Bi Yom Nima Ellis Luzun, said the Rashbo is saying that it's Bechlal, not a question. Why? Because he says that once we say that Chazal created this form of Ishus, so it doesn't make sense anymore to be able to say your fault, my fault. The etzim fact that they're creating Ishus means that he says that she can't say to him, but it's the reason this is happening. That was the whole point to create this din of Ishus. So this concept of Ishus undermines the ability to have this kind of a conversation. That's the that's why the Ramban says it's farnarished. It's not. It doesn't make any sense. It's a question of the child's question. Right? What does it mean? It means if you understood that this is a chiyuv of Ishus. Chazal are creating an early Ishus. So does it make sense to say, you can say, is the Ishus in place already? What does that mean? You can say, is the Ishus in place? Did I do everything I was supposed to do? Is he being ma'akev? All right. But then to say, are we kibosar echad or not? Is it your fault, my fault? He says that's the whole point. The whole point of Chazal is to say you look at yourself as being husband and wife now. So to say that the chalois ishus is going to depend on a cheshbon which is inconsistent with ishus. That's the narrative question that the Ramban is dismissing. I think that's what he's saying. Yeah, Sammy. Say it again.
Point of Chai said that she's ready isn't Chai.
Yeah.
So, according to him, the Tana, from Sunday to Wednesday, she's not ready. The Sunday to Wednesday, he agrees that Ibrahim is Chai.
Mm-hmm.
So she's quote, not ready.
The Kasha is a good Kasha. The Birkish will have to say that. Once Chazal made a din that she can't get married, so then Mimela, that she's not ready to get married. Colloquially, it doesn't sound like that. The way I presented it is that she did everything that she was supposed to do. So it's Sunday. But what Achoy is saying is that if we will not look at this as if we look at Higia Zemana in the Mishnah, see the reason why the question is not a valid question is because Rabbi Yosef is the one who expands Higia Zemana, right? Rav Achoy doesn't expand the Higiyah Zmana. Rav Achoy says, no, Higiyah Zmana is, in the Mishnah, is like Higiyah Zmana. And that the Kona de Rabbanon of Ishus was predicated on her doing everything she could do. Right? In other words, it's only according to Rav Yosef that you have to explain that the exception in the Mishnah to be consistent with the general rule. Rav Achoy is not being marked Higiyah Zmana to include these other situations. Clear? That's why the visual is not bothered by that. Zach?
So the Rashba, what was the Rashba saying? That of course he would have to pay the mezuzah, of course he would not have to.
He's saying, again, it's not easy, but I think what he's saying is that, see, the problem is he goes back to Rav Yosef over here. Shal yidei ago asmanu mechuyev lezono mishum hochi. So he says that the reason why the Rashba dismissed Tosha's Kasha is because she's saying, I'm your wife. What do you mean, my fault, your fault?
So the same thing as the first two cases of Chala v'Chosehi?
I would think so. Right, so that's why he's saying that Tosfos is Kasha. Why couldn't he turn the tables on her and say, no, it's your fault? He says, that's goof of the Takonas Chazal, is that we're introducing Ishus early. When you introduce Ishus early, then they're already goof echad. So the Takonas Chazal is predicated on them not being able to argue as to whose fault it was. So it's just another case in Nistav Chasadei, meaning that I did everything I'm supposed to do, and it's your fault.
So what's the opinion of Tosfos? If we're saying that it's all about if she tried her best, it shouldn't matter what Tosfos is. I mean, the Rashba Ramban's question is a good one. It's a good one. Like, why?
No, so what I would suggest is that Tosus is saying she can say to him, you didn't do everything you're supposed to do. No, Tosus saying, I did everything I was supposed to do. Tosus saying, no, you didn't. You're not Zechariah of kids yet. So it's something you didn't do. Because Baruch Hu was in the Ganet. She's saying, no, that's your problem, not my problem. Was that? No, but apparently she wasn't Zocha.
It sounds like she did anything wrong.
How do you know? that's according to Tosfos, that is the issue. Somebody wasn't Zocha over here.
It's a dinim, like mazel, a dinim fault. But he still isn't like...
It's what it sounds like from the lashon of Tosfos. Yeah. Yosef.
What's the progression in the Gemara? It sounds like Mestachos today is just the same exact thing as Halahu, or it's all the same, basically. So, like, what's the.
Is it according to Rashba? No, well, according to Birkas Shmuel in the Rashba, there's a nice progression. There's the questions of a fault, and then something which, and then a taina which is dismissed because of the nature of the ishus. Right? Now, according to Rashba, the first question is, First question is, if he gets ill, so, and if you'll say that even if he gets ill, he's mechuyev. In other words, the first question is, do we say that he gives man of the Mishnah is only onus at the kanta de Rabbanon? But if you say no, it's not only onus at the kanta de Rabbanon. In the Mishnah, it's only on. It's not only. No, it is only onus of the kanta de Rabbanon. What happens if it's another onus? So he said, if it's his onus, so then she can certainly say. That she, if it's his onus, they have a progression of it. If it's his onus, so then maybe he's still mechuyev to support her. Because she is totally ready to get married. And what happens if it is her onus? Do we still say that she is totally ready to get married? And the fact that she isn't really ready to get married is an onus. Right? If he's an onus, she's sitting there ready. Now what happens if we say, okay, he's gonna be chayv? Not happens if she's an onus. So do we say that she's not ready to get married? It's not her fault. She's not ready. But we say, no, the fact that she's ready and it's not her fault means she's also ready. Alright? So that would be the progression. Good. Let's just say a few words about the Parshas HaMolek. V'inyan hi. Ki kasher ye melech v'yisrael. Yoshev al kisi Hashem yilochim ha-molek. Right? In other words, the Pasuk says, Vayom vayiven Moshe mizbeach vayomer Hashem ki yad al keizka milchama l'Hashem b'amolek midor dor. Ki yad al keizka. So we're familiar with Rashi's pshat. The Baruch Hu takes a shvua by his kisei, and his throne is not complete. It's only a case. The Ramban, what's the pshat? Ki yad al keizka. The Baruch Hu says that there's a chiyuv of case ka. When there's case ka, milchama l'Hashem b'amolek midor dor. Right? As opposed to, anybody remember what perek in the very end of Kiseitse is? Zocher say also Hamalik with there with his Mitzrayim. Vahoya Ba'aniach Hashem Elokecha Mikol Oyevecha Misaviv Ba'aretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Noisein Lecha Nachal Rishta Timche Zecher Hamalik Mitachas Hashemayim Loi Tishkach. Right? Once you are in a restful, comfortable situation, Haniach Hashem Elokecha Mikol Oyevecha Misaviv, so then Timche Zecher Hamalik. Right, many point out that's a choyvas yachin. Doesn't say anything about malchus. Could be a choyvas yachin to get rid of any amaleki. However, Ramban says, "What's pshat in kiyad al kis ka?" It means kasher yeh melech v'yisrael yoshev al kisei Hashem. Kiyad al kis ka means you have a melech. With a melech sitting, there's a kisei Hashem. There's a throne. When Klal Yisrael is a throne, so then. Or, ki melech b'Yisrael yoshev al kisei, Hashem yilochem b'amolek. I don't think it means al kisei Hashem yilochem b'amolek. Then is a chovas atzibur, a chovas hamelech. What's the chiluk between chovas yoch and chovas hamelech? I would suggest, I'm not sure, I would suggest whether pikuach nefesh is docha. In other words, if it's a chovas yoch to kill a molek, I don't know if a person's mechuyev to kill an amaleki at the threat of losing his own life. That's probably why chiv chovas yochid is also only under Jewish rule. Right? But if the amalek may follow the rule of hashkim l'horgacha, probably not chayev to do it. I would assume so. On the other hand, if it's part of a milchemes Yisrael, the Menachis Chinuch points out milchama means that we are overriding the rule of piguach nefesh derecha. Right? Otherwise, you couldn't get a soldier to go to war. Because he's going to say, piguach nefesh is derecha. So the Chassidus says, you see, that one of the rules of halacha, one of the apostle chumash, v'chai b'hem, is no longer shaykh. That's what usually the Rashiva say, that there's a parsha of milchama. What do you mean a parsha milchama means? There's a parsha milchama which is excluded from the other halachis. Like the halacha is that kalad chazire, that during a milchama, so we are potter from halacha hilchos kashrus. So the Gemara says, so l'chara, by saying it's a chovas hamelech, it means, as the Rambam writes, the milchemes mitzvah. And it's a remez to show. What does he mean? It's a remez to show. I would suggest it means because ki yodal case that Shaul did not have the full throne because he wasn't Mimalchus based David. So it's a remez. And David Ramban is saying in the Chumash, you see, there's already a hint that there's going to be a battle with Amalek. Ki yod al keis ka, when it's not complete. L'chayra, you could even say further. You could say that the battle with Amalek and Homensam is also ki yod al keis ka, because we didn't have Malchus then. V'chein midor dor leimar ki kol melech b'Yisrael chayovi l'chein b'hem ad sheyimachu. It'll be an ongoing chiyuv until they are entirely destroyed. V'gam ze medrash ha-gemara she'amru kishu oimer kiyadal keizka melchoma la'ashen b'amot midor dor harei la'amid alayhem melech tchila ve'ein keizka ela melech she'nemar v'yoshev shlomo k'ne'isa perkoin gono v'alderech ha-pshat no'choinu v'alderech ha-emez. What was the heinous crime of the Amalek? Bavur. Ki kolo amim shomu v'yirgozum. Floshes edem u'moyim. V'yoshvi kanan no moigu. V'nei pachan Hashem. V'mei hadar go'oinoi. Rabban says, what was the context of Amalek? It was after Kriyas Yamsov. And in Kriyas Yamsov, so Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, right, that Oznev halu alufa yedem, right? Oznev alufa yedem. Even the people of Edom were taken aback. What else was also say? Besides Edom, was that Elimov yechazim erod? No moigu kol yoshve kenan. It means that all of civilization was taken aback, was impressed. Now, Molech b'mi mercha kimisgaber al Hashem. The way I understand this is it was like a moment of Yemos HaMashiach. Right? We say that b'yoyim b'yimahu that there'll be a time when there'll be no suffix as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's supremacy. Time for us to imagine. Right? The entire culture is going to be entirely embracing the Ribbono Shel Olam. Klal Yisrael's Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the Mesa Mashiach. That's why Lanias Daiti, that's how we understand the whole Parsha of Amalek. The whole Parsha is very hard for us to understand. Right? We don't understand how the Ribbono Shel Olam could ask us to do an act of ongoing genocide. That's what Amalek is. Right? And we don't understand how we're going to hold responsible women and children and dairies that were not around at the time of the Amalek who created the crime. Right? We don't understand, no matter what we're going to explain, that our hasbara is going to be good for this one. Right? Even if we manage to get good hasbara for all the things that should make sense, right? And if we manage to get good hasbara for doing all the things that even the nation does, this is going to be a tough one, right? So for us, it's very hard to understand. And that's why for so many doros, that many people have grappled and tried to diminish what Amalek means. Try to diminish and learn pshat in different kinds of ways. Lanias Daiti, it's all very, very dochuk. Torah is very clear what Amalek is, and Rambam is very clear what Amalek is, and it's very hard to reinterpret Amalek in a way which sits well with Western culture. Right? So Lanias Daiti, what it means is that we're not living in the times when it is possible to understand Amalek. We cannot get it. We cannot understand it. We'd be fooling ourselves if we think we get Amalek. Right? We may get one aspect of Amalek. We may be able to make ourselves more comfortable with the idea that the Rav's father suggested in the Rambam Shita, Amalek is Kol Mishabo V'Tzor Al Yisrael, every enemy of the Jewish people. But Achavik Yechlois HaKoil, it doesn't really, the Rav's father did not say that that is Pshat and Amalek. He said that's an additional aspect to Amalek. And the Rav's father didn't say that in that case you only take out all men of military age. Right? So Achavik Yechlois HaKoil, we still don't get it. Right, with all the and all the interpretations of incarnate evil, makes it a little bit easier to understand, and genetic evil, but it's can't say it sits well with us. I think that the pshat is that there are parshas and chumash which are only understood in certain times. They make sense in certain times. Moshe l'mad nover doimer, that's the parsha of Avdus. So we don't get the parsha of Avdus, right? We may want to like to get it, right? We may think this is big evolving, right? But if we could only make ourselves at peace with the idea of Avdus, right? So we may think that, but lemaisa. So that's explained at a different time. We can develop the idea that they're in a time when society accepted the notion of Avdus, so then the Rebbe Shem said, this is how you elevate the concept of Avdus. Because Baruch Hu wasn't saying that this is a concept that Klal Yisrael should adopt in absence to what's going on in the rest of the world. At a time when Avdus is rampant, so then we are told how to deal with Avdus, but we're not told to impose Avdus at a time when there is no Avdus. Right? So it doesn't mean that it's not a halacha l'dayreis. It's a halacha l'dayreis when that kind of society exists. So this is the opposite extreme, right? This is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not ready for us to understand Pshat Amalek, right? Give you another moshel. Moshel is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is to wipe out the seven nations, Sheva Amim. And if you don't wipe them out, then they'll be Litzina or Litzina, right? You make peace with them, they can become Gerim. By the way, Amalek, according to Rambam, can also become Gerim. According to Rambam, we offer an Amalek to become a Ger. We only destroy him if he doesn't want to become a Ger. He doesn't want to live in peace with us. Right? So, that helps us understand the parsha of Amalek to a great extent. But let's say the parsha of getting rid of the Sheva Amim, so that when Klal Yisrael was begolus, it's very hard to understand. Right now, we have a better understanding of what Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying is don't leave the Sheva Amim unless you have some kind of understanding, and because we live with the ability of societies to raise their children in a way that makes it impossible for us to live with them. So we understand a little bit better now. Psukim and Chumash. But I would think that what it means is that the parsha of Amalek is a parsha, it's not a parsha for our door. We're not asked to get rid of Amalek. When there'll be a time when every person has an appreciation of their Ribbono Shel Olam and of our teaching and of Klal Yisrael. So then, we'll get it. I don't think we can even get what we're going to get then. But it's not a parsha for now, because Rahul doesn't tell us. V'hoye it'll be Alkis Hashem. Right, so then you'll understand the Malik. Then you'll be able to wrap your mind around it. Then it'll make sense to us. All right. But says the Ramban, what was the heinous crime of Amalek? I'm not talking about the way that we address Amalek. He says, you have to understand, it was a moment of Yemos HaMashiach. And Amalek deflated a moment of Yemos HaMashiach. It was a time, Ki'ilu Mashiach comes, Umolad Zas Hashem, The entire world has pachad of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they pachad Hashem v'hadar goinoi. And a molik is successful at bursting the balloon. A molik bo mimercha ki miskabel Hashem. What they want to accomplish? Anything but Yom HaMashiach. They want to accomplish l'chacham mar boi v'l'yora l'kim. What's l'yora l'kim? L'yora l'kim means that this kind of a world, not we can't tolerate it, we can't have it happen. So when you think about what Amalek did to the world, stole a moment of Mashiach, stole a moment of Abu Mola Das Hashem. It was a watershed moment. Who knows what would have happened if there would have been Amalek? Who knows how long maybe a little bit there wouldn't be any advice of Mashiach. So Amalek's crime is a crime against the entire world. It's a crime against humanity. It's a crime against the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that crime has to be forever remembered. Right? Because that is one of the most terrifying crimes. Leitzur, it would happen again. There'd be an invasive Mashiach would come. And then, I think it can't happen with Mashiach coming. But Leitzur, you can imagine Mashiach would come, and then it goes away. It eludes us. It doesn't stay with us. Why? Because people weren't ready for it. Because they couldn't imagine living with such close to the Rosh Hashanah. Whatever it was, whatever the reasons are. So that's how you have to understand Amalek. Amalek was a crime against the world order. And they knew what they were up against. Because no other nation would have done this. So they really took on the overwhelming sense of the civilized society accepting monotheism, the Ribbono Shel Olam. We can't imagine that kind of society till Yom HaMashiach. Think about it, dream about it. Okay, it's hard to imagine. So that's what the Ramban says, but that's how you have to understand what Amalek did. And that's why Amalek can never coexist as Amalek with the complete awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'yod al Cheska. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that it's only when my throne is complete that Amalek knows any place in the world. So that gives a little bit of an insight into the chet of Amalek, and possibly what it's suggesting may give us an understanding of a greater comfort level with the whole parsha of Amalek. Good.